Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Thursday, July 11th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. The complete cast has just been revealed for Once Upon a Mattress. 14 ensemble members and swings will round out the production. In addition, it was also revealed that Kara Lindsay will stand by for leading lady Sutton Foster. Lindsay, the original Catherine Plummer in Newsies and a one-time Glinda in Wicked, was last seen on Broadway in Beautiful, the Carol King musical. The new cast members join Foster, Michael Urey, Brooks Ashmanskas, Daniel Breaker, Will Chase, Nikki Renee Daniels, David Patrick Kelly, and Anna Gasteyer. Previews for Once Upon a Mattress begin July 31st, opening night is August 12th, and it runs through November 30th at the Hudson Theater. The new play, Job, which begins Broadway previews on July 15th, has just announced its Rush and Lottery policies. Rush will be the day of a performance and in person at the Helen Hayes Theater box office. A maximum of 2 tickets for $39 each can be purchased when the box office opens at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday and 12 noon on Sundays. Tickets are first come, first serve. The digital lottery launches at rush.telecharge.com on July 14th, and going forward at midnight the day before each performance. Entries are free and open to the public. Winners are drawn at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. the day before a performance. Each winner will be notified and has a 5-hour window to purchase up to 2 tickets at $47 apiece, including fees. Job, a two-hander starring Peter Friedman and Sidney Lemon, officially opens on July 30th, and runs through September 29th. Bring the circus home with you. Water for Elephants has just announced the physical CD release date of its original Broadway cast recording. Available for streaming since mid-May, the album is now up for pre-order at Barnes & Noble and Amazon Music before dropping on August 16th. The musical's original score is by Pigpen Theater Company and Indie Folk Septet. Catch Water for Elephants now at the Imperial Theater. Hell's Kitchen will be hosting a block party outside of Barclays Center on July 16th before the New York Liberty take on the Connecticut Sun. From 3 to 6 p.m., there will be games, activities, and giveaways in the main plaza on the corner of Atlantic and Flatbush Avenues in downtown Brooklyn. The event is occurring in partnership with Keys Soul Care, Alicia Keys' own skincare and makeup brand, as well as American Express. Hell's Kitchen is currently playing at the Schubert Theater. And finally today, the Company of Illinois will be hosting a public memorial at their home, the St. James Theater, this Monday, July 15th at 2 p.m. in honor of their late stage manager, Thomas Gates. Gates passed away in May after his car collided with a New Jersey Transit train in the middle of a rush hour commute. The Company of the Ballet have dedicated the entire Broadway run to Gates and his loving memory. Gates was a treasured member of the New York theater community and was a familiar face backstage for several Broadway hits. Illinois runs through August 10th. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.